From Steve Kirsch's newsletter, Donald Triplett, the first child to be officially diagnosed with autism, likely was vaccinated with a vaccine with an aluminum adjuvant and started displaying autistic behaviors soon after. Executive summary: Donald Triplett was the first child in the world to have been officially diagnosed with autism in 1943. He was born in 1933, the year after aluminum adjuvants were introduced into the diphtheria vaccine. He died a few years ago in 2023. Donald likely got the diphtheria vaccine when he was very young and shortly thereafter started exhibiting signs of autism before age 2. Donald was officially diagnosed with autism in 1943, but autism didn't take off in America until the late 1980s, which is when vaccine makers got immunity from the US government. Here's the original post by Forrest Marietti that tipped me off to the timing. The timing is stunning, isn't it? It could just be a coincidence, of course. Just like the McDowell triplets all becoming autistic within hours of each other and starting 2 hours after their vaccine injections. Funny thing is, this is the only case we know about of triplets becoming autistic within hours of each other. The details here from Grok. Here are the highlights. Summary: it's hard to dismiss case #1 as another coincidence. Nobody wants to do the definitive study of kids who died from SIDS or became rapidly autistic within 24 hours and looked back to see if they were given a vaccine within the last 7 days. That would nail it. Such a study would be enlightening. But nobody has done it because we really don't want to know the answer, do we? And besides, it would cost over $100,000 to do the study, and the NIH can't really afford to spend money on a study like this since scientists think that there is scientific consensus that vaccines don't cause autism. There is no point in rehashing it.
Chair,